Toby Ralph, you're a consultant and a political strategist, and one with a lot of experience as well. You've worked on over 50 elections, I read, over four countries. You told the audience today that live export, not just for sheep, but in general, is a dead man walking. Why is that?
Because it's lost its social license, Tyne. It's gone. The public hate it, and the public in the urban areas don't understand why Australia is doing this now. That's because the livestock exporters have failed to tell their story. They're actually, ironically, the best operators in the world, and they've got the world's best practice. But anyone could take a camera into an abattoir or into a livestock transport arrangement and make a horror movie. I certainly could. What they haven't done is told the positive side.
Recently, other industries like the strawberry industry with the needles, the rock melon industry with listeria, they've been having their own crises, but their main industry players feel like they can recover. So what's the difference between them and the live export industry?
The difference here is loss of social license. You know, a terrorist putting a needle in a strawberry is very different to letting a sheep boil on the deck of a ship. The public feels sympathy for one and anger toward the other.
Is there really no hope for the export industry?
They can. They've got a story to tell. If they invest heavily and get out there and tell their story and explain to middle Australia why they're good, what they're doing to help, how they're changing, and why their trade should be continued, and there's a very good story there, then yes, there's a chance they could get back off their knees. The trouble is the rural industries never really invest in that sort of thing. They're rugged individualists and they don't act collectively. They don't understand community angst and social license in an urban setting.
And so how much, what kind of heavy investment are you talking about here?
They'll need about $5 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
Do you think they can do it?
I know if they don't do it, it'll cost them. I know if they do it, it'll cost them. And it might not work. They have the capacity to raise money for things like SCAS through, which has been terrific, through levies. I don't think they'll do it through spontaneous charity. It won't bubble up out of the community. It either has to be levied or it won't happen. Honestly, I don't think it'll happen.
You've been, you know, in your speech and even just now, I guess, you know, I'd probably say pretty ruthless in the way you've said that it's essentially, it's the farmer's fault. Could this have been prevented?
Absolutely, it could have been prevented. We had the lesson in 2011 with the banning of the livestock export following the Four Corners exposure and the Animals Australia exposure about that. It was very clear what needed to be done. It was very clear that social license was lost then. There was lots of research done. But what was put in place was a series of technical solutions, but nothing to tell the public story. So they're relying on politicians to understand the story more completely and stand between them and the public. And politicians are going to be the weak link because they'll quite sensibly, they need votes and they'll fold and get the votes.
One of the questions was how could they have effectively, or how can they still effectively communicate their side of the story when it seems to be falling on deaf ears, on people who don't really want to hear what they have to say?
There's a group of people who don't want to hear what they have to say, who are bitterly opposed to it, either for tribal reasons or because they feel sincerely about it and feel it's wrong. They need to be shown the global context because, in fact, Australia treats animals far better than anyone else. As someone who's travelled and seen this stuff, it's manifestly clear. We're, in fact, the only country that specifies to customers how they must treat our animals once we deliver them. No other country does that, and that costs Australia work. We've got the tracking systems. We've got a whole range of precautions which treat animals better. However, animals are being bred and killed, and it's awful, and some people are simply opposed to that. The target should be middle Australia. We need to say to middle, we need to tell them the story of what we're doing, how we're doing it. We need to explain about the 13,000 jobs. We need to show that there are many indigenous jobs connected to the land, and those people will just be thrown out of their jobs and have a hopeless future. If this goes, we've got to show them what it means to trading relations with other countries. We've got to tell the story. That's what needs to be done. It's been left too late. My suspicion is it won't be done. Could it be? Yes. Will it work? Possibly. Will it go if we don't tell the story? Absolutely.
Are other areas of agriculture headed for the same fate?
Yep. This isn't about sheep in WA. It's not just about sheep and it's not just about WA. It's about all live export. This is cattle. Make no mistake there. The industry, I just saw a movie on the plane on the way here, that one with Bruce Willis in it, and the little kid who says, "I see dead people." And at the end, Bruce Willis works out he's been dead all the time. The industry is Bruce Willis. It hasn't worked out it's dead yet. So live export is the first thing to be hit in agriculture. Next down the line will be GMO. Animal husbandry will follow after that. We've already seen it with stall pigs and chickens and all sorts of things. It will run through the industry. At National Farmers conducted a survey in 2017, and that showed that 84% of people said agriculture has no relevance to them. We're losing our connection to agriculture in the cities, and the reservoir of goodwill that's held by farmers traditionally in this country, because they're a very important part of it, is evaporating.
I mentioned before that the strawberry industry is in the middle of a crisis. If you were advising them, what would you tell them?
I think they're doing a superb job, actually. Their notion of cut it up, don't cut it out, is very good, very clear and actionable. They've got the politicians well on side. I don't know how last weekend's strawberry sales were. My guess is that they've peaked and gone right back up. They've tackled it head on, and they've got the sympathy of the public. I suspect it'll work.
Oh, Toby Ralph, thank you very much for your time.
A very great pleasure, Tyne.